Hey, welcome back to Beyond the Ring Short Stories. I'm your host, Jeff Wells, and I have the privilege of sharing with you some of the stories, some of the incredible things God has done in my 20 years Olympic ministry experience thus far. And I say thus far because today's Beyond the Ring Short Story is about what's next. And so if you're tuning in for the first time, I've been privileged to be at the Olympic Games, both summer and winter, since the summer of 2000. And that was nonstop all the way up through the worldwide interruption. And so therefore, I missed Tokyo 2020 and Beijing 2022. Very disappointed because I absolutely love Asia, love the culture, love the people, have a heart for them to hear and experience the love of Jesus. And so was really disappointed I didn't get to go back to those great countries. I had been in Tokyo with another ministry doing a prayer and planning a vision trip in the fall of 2019. And so I got to experience the wonderful city of Tokyo, and I'm one of those weird people that loved it. It's the biggest city on the planet, and it's huge. And I just thoroughly loved it, enjoyed it immensely. And then, of course, I've been to Beijing twice now, once in 08 for the Summer Games, and then in 2011 when my entire family and I returned to Beijing on our way to another province where we met for the very first time in real life our youngest daughter, who we got to bring home Christmas of 2011. And so, and then in 2018, I got to go back to Asia in South Korea for the Pyeongchang 2018 Winter Games. So, been to Asia a few times, but missed those last two because I was really excited coming out of Rio 2016 because the next three scheduled Olympic Games were all Asia-based. So coming out of Rio, which was in South America, 2018 was South Korea for the Winter Games. 2020 was to be Tokyo for the 2020 Winter Summer Games, which ended up being held in the summer of 2021. And in very short order, to get things back on schedule, the 2022 Winter Games were held in February of 22 in Beijing, China. In fact, a little trivia for you, Beijing is the first modern city to host both the summer and winter games. And so that's an interesting bit of trivia. So in theory, as I sit here today in the winter of 2024, Paris 2024 in July and August of 2024 promises to be a return to the good old days of the Olympics. No restrictions on travel, no problems due to any kind of health concerns, no pandemic concerns. Now, there are always geopolitical realities. As I record this podcast today, there is an ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine, and there's an ongoing war between Israel and the Palestinians in the Gaza area. And just recently, the United States has lobbed some missiles and attacks on isolated Iranian targets. And that's just a few that I can mention off the top of my head. Those are always realities. Those are always at play. And because of that, those geopolitical realities are always a factor. However, all that being said, Lord willing, and that is my hope and prayer, that we will be back in Paris this summer for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. And it promises to be incredible. Paris 2024 Olympic organizers have planned out a truly unique opening ceremony. Instead of marching into a stadium and putting on a performance, the idea is for the athletes and performers to make their way through the middle of Paris along this the river that runs through there. And I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. That's truly unique and different. And so it promises to be very special. Another thing that Paris is doing that I'm kind of excited about, to be honest with you, is that they are locating Olympic venues throughout the area near popular tourist attractions. For example, the Eiffel Tower. You literally cannot go to Paris without seeing the Eiffel Tower. And if you're a good tourist, getting your picture taken in front of the Eiffel Tower, right? Well, they have the plan to put the beach volleyball venue, like kind of right in the pathway, if you will, of the Eiffel Tower. So literally you, between the Eiffel Tower and the beach volleyball venue is this huge park. And so there promises to be tens of thousands of tourists there every single day, whether they're for the Olympic Games to see the beach volleyball competition, or they're there as tourists getting pictures in front of the Eiffel Tower. So because of that, I think it promises to be a unique atmosphere. Each and every Olympics is unique, but I think Paris is going to be especially unique. And I just share that, even though it's not a past story, it is a story about the Olympic ministry. And as you've heard me share before, this summer, I'm multiplying the teams on the ground and developing my own team and ministry beyond the rings. We've created our own gospel pin. You can't see it very well, but this is it. This is what I mean by pins. They're lapel pins. So it's a pin that I'm wearing on my vest right now, but we'll be wearing on a hat and on a lanyard with other pins when I'm on the ground, so that I can use those to transition to gospel conversations using the Beyond the Rings Paris 24 pin. And so I share all that with you just as an exciting looking forward to what God's going to do in Paris 24. And I will share this with you. And I think this is where it's important to remember with any ministry that you may hear somebody talk about. As we get closer and closer to the summer, the opening ceremony is on July 26th. You begin to hear more and more about the Olympics. You hear more about the venues and athletes, and again, the geopolitical realities and how they may or may not impact the Summer Games. My encouragement to you and my ask is that every time you hear the Olympics talked about, whether it's from your favorite sportscaster or you're reading an article online or you're listening to Beyond the Rings podcast, anytime you hear anything about the Olympics, just stop and pray. Pray that God would be at work in the Olympics. Pray for teams like Beyond the Rings and Action Ministries International and so many others who want to be there to engage in gospel conversations. Pray for the French believers. Pray for the French churches as they seek to be a gospel witness during the season, both with the French that are there all the time and the internationals that will be coming. And so that is my encouragement for you today in today's episode of Beyond the Rings Short Stories. Let me encourage you and invite you to visit our website, beyondtherings.net, and check out how you can be a part of the support team. Ground team members that they are sharing, having gospel conversations all day long, walking miles. We need a support team around the world that are praying, lifting us up, giving financially to support us being there, and just telling others about what God is doing during the Olympics as well. And let me just say this much. If you I'll give you a bit of a reward, if you will. If you'll send me your email address, send it to beyondtherings.net, beyondtherings@gmail.com. If you'll send me your email address, I'll add you to our newsletter. And in return, I'll ask you to give me your physical address so I can mail you a Beyond the Rings vinyl sticker that you can use on your water bottles or water cups like mine, or on your computers, or anywhere else you'd like to use it to help promote Beyond the Rings and to remind you to pray for the Olympic ministry and Beyond the Rings anytime you see that. I know it's nothing big. I know it's small. But it's just a little something we'd like to give to you as an encouragement to being a part of the support team. Thank you again for this time. Thank you again, Triple Play, and your partnership in this ministry and getting the story out about Beyond the Rings. Until next time, I'll see you then.